Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for May 23rd, 2018. In today's news, a taxpayer-funded elevator project in Boston is coming under scrutiny. A new tallest residential building has been announced for Denmark. Disability rights advocates are bashing a Japanese castle restoration that doesn't include elevators. A 43-story luxury residential tower in Lower Manhattan is on track for completion next year. And officials in Abilene, Texas have approved a $276,000 plan to repair outdoor escalators at the city's airport.
WCVB Channel 5 in Boston is questioning more than $483,000 in change orders on a taxpayer-funded $10.3 million elevator modernization underway at the historic Massachusetts State House in downtown Boston. The 16 new elevators feature bronze fixtures, cherry laminate, and marble tile floors. The change orders involve changing the state seals mounted in each elevator from flat to textured, adding a color inside the freight elevator, installing marble tile on the floors, hiring a technician for an after-hours event, and creating custom bronze plates to cover holes created when old fixtures were removed. The state government says an extra $1 million was budgeted for change orders and that the project is on budget.
Danish engineering firm Rambøll has announced the team that will deliver Denmark's tallest residential building, a 44-story tower on the harbor in Aarhus that will form the second phase of Lighthouse, an existing low-rise residential development. Architects 3XN, which designed Lighthouse, drew inspiration for the facade from the light reflected on the surrounding water. The team will use a foundation that addresses ground condition challenges and enables an additional 4 floors. In a departure from traditional Danish precast concrete, traditional reinforced concrete will be used, allowing for a shorter build time and lighter superstructure. Nordkap is the developer and Arslef is the general contractor. Construction is expected to start this year and be complete by 2021.
Restoring the 17th century Nagoya Castle in central Japan without elevators has raised the ire of disability rights activists who call it a violation of human rights, Japan Today reports. Nagoya Mayor Takashi Kawamura wants to rebuild the castle's concrete main tower in 2022 using wood and following original 17th century methods that did not include elevators. An archaeologist pointed out there are many other features, such as a concrete foundation and electrical wiring, the original structure did not have. The city says it plans to introduce an elevator alternative using, quote, new technologies, but did not elaborate.
New York Yimby reports that 45 Park Place, a 43-story, 667-foot-tall luxury residential tower, is on track for a 2019 completion in Lower Manhattan, New York City. Developed by Sharif El Gamel's Soho Properties, the building was designed by Soma Architects with Ismail Leva as the architect of record, with a glassy exterior, mullioned setbacks, and reinforced concrete core. Prices start at $1.92 million and top out at $41 million for a duplex penthouse with a private terrace. Expected to soon be visible from the 9/11 memorial, 45 Park Place will also have an outdoor courtyard leading to an Islamic cultural center designed by Jean Nouvel.
The city of Abilene in Central Texas has approved a $276,000 project to repair the outdoor escalators at Abilene Regional Airport and expects to have them up and running by the end of July, KTXS Channel 12 reports. The units were installed 10 years ago and have been out of service for more than a year. The city looked at installing elevators but found that option cost prohibitive, opting instead for repairing the escalators to, quote, like new condition with a one-year warranty and three-year maintenance agreement. One city lawmaker said installing outdoor escalators at the airport was, quote, one of the biggest mistakes the city ever made, end quote.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.